Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 50 today, under clear skies. Northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tonight. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Chance for a mix of rain and freezing rain. Wednesday, high of 39. 38, a blend of clouds and sun. Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 39.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Kansas state legislators wrapped up last week officially sending a new bill to the governor's desk that would restrict gender transition treatments for minors across the entire state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports, that Senate Bill 63 in the state legislature passed on Friday with a vote of 32-8 before receiving the vote in the House with an 83-35 majority. Senate Bill 63, also known as the Help Not Harm Act in Kansas, would restrict the use of state funds to promote gender transitions, along with prohibiting healthcare providers from providing the gender transition care to children who say they want to transition. It would also authorize a civil cause of action against the healthcare provider for providing that gender transition treatment and more. In other news, with the cleanup ongoing still with the Washington, D.C. plane crash, a new name has been announced from the Wichita community that was affected after the National Association of Biology Teachers has confirmed that Lindsay Fields, a teacher at Butler Community College, was on the plane.
Love it and leave it at Rusty Eck Ford. Love your new ride and leave your trade behind at Rusty Eck Ford. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles. Choose from a 2024 F-150, 5.9% for 84 months. Or 2024 Expedition, $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214-4022. Or 2024 F-150, 1.9% for 36 months. Love your new ride. Leave your trade behind and get top dollar for that trade. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles all ready to drive home today with zero down and low APR financing options. Getting into the car, truck, or SUV you need has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford credit. Interest accrues from date of sale, 1667 per month per $1,000 financed.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has said that there may be a new hunting season across the state of Kansas, with individuals being able to hunt an animal that recently has not been allowed to be on the hunting roster. As KSNT News reports that according to some in the Bonner Springs area, they say there is a nuisance that has crept up that includes river otters. As according to the KDWP, they recently held a commission meeting within Bonner Springs to discuss the topic of the river otters, where according to the KDWP wildlife research biologist Matt Peak, they say during the meeting, the agency did consider an increase in the number of otters that can be taken during hunting seasons. In a statement, they said, quote, they have been gradually expanding westward for roughly 25 years and now occupy most areas in the state with suitable water availability. They require permanent water to stay in an area and will not occupy parts of western Kansas lacking the permanent water. According to officials, they say the transition in policy could be a, quote, major wildlife conservation success story in the state. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services' Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business, with a unanimous vote to approve appointment of David Isles as Walnut Township Clerk to replace Greg Meyer, who resigned the position as he assumed County Commissioner. A surplus sale is scheduled with Midwest Auction February 26th. Washington County Annual Township Meeting set for March 27th. At the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room in Washington. Demohall County Commissioners met in special session last Wednesday to discuss the employment contract of the new county administrator. Nebraska Department of Transportation will begin work on U.S. 77 north of Beatrice this week, weather permitting. Ongoing Arbor Coat and Chip Seal project will be completed by August. Traffic maintained at times with lane closures along the route. King and Queen of Courts at Valley Heights crowned Friday. Queen Madison Hankey, King Caden Dummermuth. Mustang split with Republic County. Washington County High School, King and Queen of Courts crowned Friday. Queen Mackenzie Meyer, King Anthony Garcia. Tigers split with Frankfurt. Deadline to enter a bid in the silent auction for a Valentine Sylvia dinner at the Kester House Museum has been extended until Monday evening. A beef tenderloin or prime rib dinner for eight will be served in the formal dining room at the Kester House Museum. The date to be determined between the winner and the board members in mid-February. For additional information or to bid on the Sylvia dinner, contact board members Sharon Kessinger or Kim Houts, 785. The Kester House Museum Board is selling vintage valentines and other greeting cards featuring replicas from the Kester House family and photos of flower statues and other themes from the museum and gardens. Those on sale at the Marysville Advocate Office. An effort to spur economic vitality in all of Kansas, particularly in rural areas, is the initiative of K-State 105, a comprehensive program underway through Kansas City. Jessica Gnod was our public affairs guest this weekend and talked about the program and its impact locally. The conversation's available as a podcast. If you missed it, it's on our website at kndyradio.com.
Yeah, I think the K-State 105 Entrepreneurship Blueprint Initiative just really underscores the core belief that by working together across the state, we can achieve more than what we can do alone. So K-State 105 is really this mentality of stacking expertise, not just from our university, but from other universities, and really folding that into communities to help increase economic prosperity. So to that effect, I think it's something that's really cool that K-State has the ability to launch in all 105 counties.
Mary M. Gillette, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. A memorial service is planned Tuesday, 10:30, at the Berean Church in Marysville. Interment in the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Andrews Funeral of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mary Gillette. Gerald L. Jerry Bourne, age 82, of Marysville, passed away Thursday.
arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jerry Bourne.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, chicken noodle soup, a biscuit, celery and carrots, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, a Polish dog, redskin potatoes, mixed veggies, and apricots.
From sunrise to sunset, Corner Bistro and Diner, formerly the Empty Cup in Marysville, has you covered. Start your day with a hearty breakfast or swing by for lunch and dinner, where every bite feels like home. Need a break? Treat yourself to their specialty coffee bar, complete with fresh pastries and sweet treats to brighten your day. The Corner Bistro and Diner, where great food and warm smiles are always on the menu. Check out their Facebook page, The Corner Bistro and Diner, your corner of comfort and flavor. Open daily 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., closing Monday and Wednesday at 3.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will still be running well above average for this time of year, at least for one more day today. High temperatures approaching the mid-50s by this afternoon. But as a frontal boundary looks to work in from the northwest by late in the day, we'll have those winds switching to the north and kicking up to around 15 to 20 miles per hour. And then trending colder, looking at tier Tuesday, we're back to some upper 30s for high temperatures, which is more typical for early February highs. Into the day on Wednesday, an upper-level trough of low pressure looks to push eastward out of the Rockies, bringing a chance for some light freezing rain or freezing drizzle late Tuesday night into early in the day on Wednesday. By Wednesday afternoon, if any of that light precipitation does hang around, it'll change back over to just some light drizzle activity as highs reach the upper 30s. And then we're back to a good deal of sunshine Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
The high temperature, early February, 41, record high in the state, 74. The average low 19, the record low 15 below. Sunrise this morning, 7:33. Sunset this evening at 5:49.
Kings get a Bulls, Spurs get a Fox. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Sacramento had been working the phones, and now they have a three-team deal. De'Aaron Fox lands in San Antonio with the Spurs, where he will team up with Victor Wembanyama. As part of the deal, Kings get Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. On the court yesterday, Bulls fall to the Pistons 127-119. Celtics rally from down 26 in the third and beat Philly 118-110. Grizzlies get 37 from Jaren Jackson. They get past Milwaukee 132-119. Memphis has won 8 of 9. Cavaliers trounce the Mavericks by 43. Cleveland, first team to 40 wins this season. Mavs, shorthanded on the heels of trading Luka Doncic to the Lakers. He arrived in L.A. last night.
Now you have a crazy scorer, passer, and someone to take the load off of LeBron James' shoulder. But most importantly, this is about the future. So when you think about Luka and the Los Angeles Lakers, it's about the long term and having a star in this city for the years to come.
ESPN analyst Trinae Ogumike in Toronto. Raptors by 7 over the Clippers. Fans in Toronto booing the American anthem, similar to the scenes at the hockey games in Ottawa and Calgary on Saturday and Vancouver on Sunday. College hoops on Sunday. Women's action. The top 7 teams were in action. The only one of those 7 to lose, number 4 USC. They fall at Iowa. On the day the Hawkeyes retired number 22 for Caitlin Clark. Asia Wilson had her jersey retired at South Carolina. Second-ranked Gamecocks then beat Auburn 83-66. Number 1 UCLA topping Minnesota. They are now 21-0. On the men's side, Nebraska goes to Oregon and beats the Ducks 77-71. Third straight loss for number 16, Oregon. Tonight, big Monday on ESPN, third-ranked Iowa State at number 11, Kansas. Rory McIlroy, 21-under for the week, wins at Pebble Beach. Eagles and Chiefs both arriving in New Orleans yesterday. NFC captures the Pro Bowl for a third straight year.
Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancome, Estee Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid. With a little bow and arrow.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful. Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bulldog Basketball Monday, Marysville at Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame 7:30 on FM 95.5.
ABC News Wall Street Weekend. A big week for the new Trump administration as the first unemployment numbers and jobless claims are expected next week. This data expected to give the president a starting point for his new economic plans. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, will present its case to an appeals court this week to try and reverse the jury decision that the company's Android app store is an illegal monopoly. The case, which was brought by Epic Games, the maker of the popular Fortnite app, alleged Google unlawfully stifled its competition by controlling app distribution and payments through Google's Play Store. Artificial intelligence also expected to be closely watched this week following China's DeepSeek AI program shaking up the markets last week and rivaling U.S. programs including ChatGPT and Google's Gemini. President Trump saying DeepSeek should be a wake-up call for the industry. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. This report is brought to you by CanEquip, your local Case IH and New Holland dealer across the state of Kansas. For more information, all their locations and great deals, find them online at CanEquip.com. Well, farmers could get some relief, at least from biofuels, as the new White House, EPA, and other agencies start to roll out policies. The Renewable Fuels Association is optimistic the new administration will help not hinder agriculture stuck under the weight of high input costs and low commodity prices. RFA's Troy Bradenkamp says the ethanol industry expects the president and his team to continue their past support for United States biofuels.
I think we'll have partners within these agencies to help move that forward. And I know that the American farmer has a pretty good friend over there in the White House right now. So he is very keenly aware, acutely aware of how important they were in the Midwest to getting him elected. And he's the kind of guy that doesn't forget things like that.
Some question that support, given the president's avowed love for tariffs and their fear of another Trump trade war. But Bradenkamp says Trump is viewed as pro-ethanol, which could help demand and prices for feedstocks.
Anything that we can do to increase the blend rate of ethanol into our liquid fuels is going to increase demand for corn, and that's going to be a good thing for the American corn farmer.
Among those, permanent year-round sales for E15, though a legislative fix is now needed, a robust 45Z tax break for sustainable aviation fuel, and a now-expected rollback of emission and mileage standards that favor electric vehicles. Now, just a quick note in conclusion from this weekend, as President Donald Trump's threatened tariffs on China, Canada, Mexico, and other countries have set to take effect back on Saturday. Goods from China could be subjected to a 10% tariff, while those from Mexico and Canada could come under the tariffs of 25%. Trump confirmed that he's in the process of implementing the trade sanctions on China and left the door open to including oil in those tariffs. Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network. Have you been searching for genetics that do all of these great things, including add weaning weight, maternal strength, and hybrid vigor, all while maintaining carcass traits? Well, search no further. That's right. Teeter Ranch in Eureka, Kansas is your Simmental and Simangas source for quality, commercially-minded seed stock. Our bulls come with a breeding and feed guarantee, developed to stand the test of time. The 60 spring-born bulls are ready for your appraisal and can be reserved for spring pickup at the ranch. Bulls are also consigned to the Connor State Bull Test of Oklahoma, along with the Wardensville West Virginia Bull Test. We welcome visitors out to the ranch anytime. Some of our sires include WC Banknote, WC Rapid Fire, Hoffman Thetford and High Road, IR Broadcast, Spring Creek Tesla, R Plus Mandate, and many, many more. Visit us online at www.teeterranch.com or call Zach at 620-583-9338. Again, that's 620-583-9338.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Ad hoc or as needed, government payments look to become more popular as the U.S. legislature supplies less support through farm bills. K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift explains why producers have seen an increase in ad hoc payments.
There's a couple things going on that really facilitated this. And some of them are, we've had some, say, unusual or things that would have been difficult to plan for, starting with the trade war back in 2018 with the first Trump administration. So after this happened, the Secretary of Agriculture used their discretion they have with the Commodity Credit Corporation, referred to it as the CCC, to make market facilitation payments, so the MFP program. So that started in 2018. Then you had the COVID pandemic, so Congress authorized several payments related to the COVID pandemic. In recent years, you've had disaster payments that were a part of broader spending bills, a lot of times passed at the last minute to keep the government open. So we've seen that for a while. You had two different rounds of the ERP, the Emergency Relief Program. Then in December, we had the American Rescue Plan, where they had both these economic assistance payments and natural disaster aid.
She discusses why farm bills don't see the same growth in spending.
These were all ad hoc. We didn't know they were going to happen in advance or as needed. And one of the reasons these are used is because, you know, you have farm bill programs, which do provide protection. You know, we talked about ARC and PLC. But when a farm bill is being negotiated, there tends to be more budget restrictions. So legislators have less flexibility to increase those payments.
Ift shares her predictions for the future of farm payments.
First of all, just the history. We've been seeing this since 2018. In recent years, you're looking at 80-90% of all direct payments made to farmers are ad hoc programs. But specifically, the American Rescue Plan in December, a lot of stuff got cut from that. A lot of politics there. But what didn't get cut? Payments to farmers. That was protected throughout. Also, the likely incoming Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, has said she would use her authority for the Commodity Credit Corporation, the CCC, to make payments to farmers in case of a trade war that has negative impact. So it's politics, so it's hard to say, but we are seeing signs that this reliance on ad hoc payments is likely to continue.
That was K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift on trends in ad hoc agricultural payments. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hey, we've got a 10:30 start here today. We'll roll on the way up cows and bulls here this morning. High noon, we'll get into the hay. And there at about 12:15, 12:20, we will sell 17 bred cows. So that is our plan today. There's about 700 feeders and certainly look to get a few more here today. And let's get into it and talk about it here today. The cattle market's 208 to 210 on the cash, maybe $2 lower on the cash, but talking to the feed yards last night, a lot of cattle were sold at that 330, and that is a carcass price, and that certainly remains steady and pretty favorable to the feed yards here last week. Well, this morning when we get into the cow-calf pairs, the bred cows, I should say, and we'll sell the hay at noon, so we'll get to that. But we do have 17 black bred cows running age. They're going to be bred black Angus. They should be 6 months plus. So we are going to pull a preg and a mouth on those cows and certainly will identify when we sell them. In the feeder cattle list, certainly good kind of cattle. We're going to start off with five big old guys. They're black and red. Actually, they're girls. They're going to be heifers. They're fed cattle. They're going to weigh 1,000 to 1,200. That's Burish out of Geneva. El Tisti out of Tecumseh has got 12 black and red. They're going to be bulling heifers. They're going to weigh 300 to 500. The Ayers family out of Hallam has got 12 black bulling heifers. They're coming off the cow for 450 to 500. Shuttleweiss has got a small group, but very good calves. They're four red and black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 300 to 400. The Scots out of Oquito's got five black steer and heifers, and I mean they're nice, weighing 6 to 675. Bill Gertis out of Weimar's got nine black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 650. Retzlaff Farms out of Walton's got 35 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 700. Mormeyer out of Rokas, 25 black steer and heifers, 5.5 to 650. Wesson Logan Winter out of Ashland's got 152 black and red. There's going to be 78 steers, 74 heifers. They're going to weigh that 5.5 to 800. Friedley, always a good set out of Pawnee City. They're going to be all steers, 35 blacks. They're going to weigh 550 to 700. Will Oatman, great set of 59 Gelby Red Angus Cross steers. They're going to be 6.25 to 800. Dave and Adam Harlow, 60 black and red, always good. Steering heifers out of Dawson, they're going to weigh 4 to 650. Neil Pagley, out of Crete, on a good set of 33 black steering heifers, 5 to 6 and a quarter. David Oatman's keeps up the Oatman family tradition of 45 red-white face, very good steers, 5 to 600. Gary Mao out of Alexandria, 55 black baldy. They're going to be steering heifers at 5 to 700. Tom and Andrew Sisko on a good set of 52 black, red, white face steering heifers, 550 to 700. Laughlin Angus out of Crab Orchard's got 17 good black steers, 7 to 800. Scott Holroyd out of Wilbur, 14 black and red steering heifers, going to be 6 to 700. Schuster Farms out of Pickrow's got 15 black Angus crossbred bulls. They're going to be 700. And Mike Hang out of Nebraska City, 9 black and red steering heifers, 6 to 800. That's about 691. We'll certainly get that 750 mark here today on a very good, high-quality, good set of cattle, guys. Certainly working that 7.5 range and a lot of those 5 to 6.25, 6.5 cattle here today. And the quality is certainly good. So, with that, we say, hey, give us a call. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, the whole crew, we certainly appreciate the business. And give us a call, 402-223-3571.
Daydreamers have gotten a bad rap in the modern world, but a wandering mind can sometimes be useful. An in-depth look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 3rd, the 34th day of the year. Painter Norman Rockwell was born on this day, and the Winter Olympics in Sapporo, Japan began on this day in 1972. Daydreamers are often thought of as unserious, unfocused, and at worst, lazy. But more and more evidence is showing that daydreaming can be a positive, constructive activity. It's been linked to better decision-making, helping us to be less impulsive and more patient. It can help sharpen our focus for mentally taxing chores. And it's been directly associated with creative problem-solving. Wandering minds are often responsible for what's been called those aha moments. Like all things, balance is important. Find some time for daydreaming, but don't forget to come back to Earth. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas Jayhawks have a big game tonight inside Allen Fieldhouse. They will host Iowa State. Iowa State got upset over the weekend by Kansas State. KU blew a 21-point lead on the road over the weekend to Baylor to lose 81-70. Now KU has a top-five team coming into Allen Fieldhouse tonight for a big Monday game. As I mentioned, the Kansas State Wildcats with a big win over the weekend, knocking off a top-three team in Iowa State on the road by 17 points. Afterwards, Jerome Tang had this to say.
And so this win at Iowa State is, you know, obviously it's huge. They're a great team. I think they're one of the teams that can win a national championship with the pieces they have and when they're fully healthy. And so to win on the road, and it was a challenge. Like, we haven't won a road game in a while, and it was, I took it personally as a coach. And
K-State heads to Tempe to play Arizona State tomorrow.
Multi-platinum hit maker Justin Moore is coming to Newkirk. This is my daddy, he's my field. And Seven Clans First Council Casino Hotel and Resort. Friday, March 7th, Justin Moore. So far away. In concert in an all-ages show. Get your tickets for Justin Moore now at the Players Club or SevenPlans.com. Justin Moore, Friday, March 7th. At Seven Plans First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk, North Highway 77.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Super Bowl 59 is on Fox. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have their sights set on a legendary three-peat, while Saquon Barkley and the Philadelphia Eagles look to put a crown on their historic season. Chiefs versus Eagles. Coverage begins Sunday with Road to the Super Bowl at 10 a.m., Super Bowl pregame at noon, and the Super Bowl at 5:30. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
This story is in the In Case You Cared column, but the NFC beat the AFC yesterday in the flag football game. The NFC gets a 76-63 win over the NFC. It's the third time in a row the NFC has won the flag football game. The real football game happens this weekend in the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. It is, of course, at the Superdome in New Orleans. New Orleans has not hosted a Super Bowl since 2013, when they generated about $480 million in revenue for the metropolitan area. They certainly hope it's higher than that 12 years later. Security, by the way, will be at an all-time high after last month's terrorist attack in New Orleans. More coaching moves over the weekend in the NFL for a team that does play in the AFC West and the Las Vegas Raiders. Chip Kelly has announced that he will join Pete Carroll's staff as the offensive coordinator. Chip Kelly was the offensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes this past season, who just won the national championship. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
High school basketball scores Saturday. The Marysville girls defeat Jackson Heights in the Hiawatha Invitational 50-32. While Lafayette held off St. Mary's 49-26, and Troy took Hiawatha 44-33. Saturday action, Lanover Pawnee City girls 52-27. On Friday in our feature games, Centralia girls beat Hanover 68-61, Valley Heights over Republic County 71-27, Washington County beat Frankfort 48-47, Axtell over Nebraska City Lords 48-38, Abilene girls over Chapman 40-37, Clay Setter top Lynn 43-31. Wamego beat Rock Creek 54-45-56. Valley Heights fell to Republic County 62-56. Frankfort boys over Washington County 70-41. Axtell took Nebraska City Lords 86-51. Abilene over Chapman 79-43. Concordia boys took Clay Setter 56-54. Rock Creek over Wamego 57-37. Diller Odell beat Superior 61-46, and Southern fell to Johnson Brock 73-49. Monday tip-offs, Marysville, make-up games at Chapman, girls and boys action live, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Lynn will host Lakeside. Tuesday night, Marysville hosting Concordia, and in our Tuesday tip-off, Frankfort hosting Onega live on FM 95.5.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs salvaging the third game in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, defeating Jackson Heights 50-32 in a Saturday morning tip-off. Teams fought back and forth in the first quarter. Marysville had a 15-point lead by halftime. Back and forth again in the third, Marysville held the stretch for the win, led by Casey Rush with 14 points. Aubrey Dressman in double figures with 13. Lady Bulldogs improved 5-7 on the season. Senior Taylor Bosley for Jackson Heights at 14. The Cobras single win at 11 starts. Marysville 50. hockey. Jackson Heights 32. Marysville will host Chapman makeup games. Girls and boys tip off Monday. We'll have it live on KNDY.
Whenever Hanover and Centralia meet up on the basketball court, you know they're going to be sent on a Friday night from Hanover. There was no exception. In the first contest, the Centralia girls handle Hanover for the second time in 2 weeks, 68-61. This is a 10-point lead for Hanover at halftime, but Centralia outscores Hanover in the second half. The girls' contest 47-30 to pick up a win, 68-61. Hanover was led by Hannah Juneman with 21 and 16 from Drew Bruna, but it wasn't enough as Owen Dieters went off for 24 points, 11 in the fourth quarter, as the Centralia Lady Panthers stay perfect in 13 starts, while Hanover drops to 11-2, both of those losses through the hands of Centralia. In our boys' contest, an instant classic. It was a 5-point lead for Centralia at halftime, but Hanover outscores the Panthers 22-12 in the third quarter to win it on the boys' side 65-56. Ben Haverkamp led the way for the Centralia boys, but it was 26 points from Braylon Mine as his Hanover Wildcats win 65-56. Hanover boys move to 9-4 on the season. Centralia drops to 6-6. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Matt Blasty.
Tune for the Coach's Corner. A visit with the area high school girls and boys basketball coaches following evening sports at around 5:20. Highlighting Southern and Diller Odell on Monday, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. The Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY, with a podcast available as well on our Facebook page.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. 50 today, under clear skies. Northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tonight. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Chance for a mix of rain and freezing rain. Wednesday, high of 39. 38, a blend of clouds and sun. Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 39.
KNDY.